escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If it's in a vacuum, I like how this. I don't. You're not gonna like this. No, I like Brock Purdy. No, but Dak is really good. I think that. Well,
now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh heck yeah!
Yeah, I'll take Dak. No, I'll take Brock.
I do, but.
Hey, Friday. Friday, 5 o'clock, grab bag. I'm just gonna announce it right now. We're about to be all over the damn place.
A bunch of stuff?
All over the place. Because everything I just told you we're about to do, I got something else for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What?
Uh-huh. Golden State Warrior related. Mm-hmm.
What could this possibly be?
Uh-huh.
Because I know for sure it ain't Kuminga.
Not directly. That was a funny noise.
Are you gonna annoy me like you would always Steiny with your tees, and you're gonna push that for later in the 5 o'clock hour, or are you gonna?
I don't know. We're gonna be.
You're
all
gonna end my suffering now.
I don't know what we're gonna do. There's only one thing I know, and it's that I'm about to announce who we're all gonna meet next Tuesday night.
Okay, I do want to hear this.
Inside Chase Center,
the person that I'm
not inside
very...
Chase Center, across from Chase Center. At Thrive City, splash at Thrive City.
The person that I'm very jealous of.
Yeah. You're going to have your draft there with up to 14 guests, private room, food, dedicated server, Wi-Fi Willie and Dibby, all next Tuesday. We cannot wait to meet you. Congratulations to Jody from San Jose.
Hey!
Jody in San Jose, we're going to see you there. And Jody, by the way, Jody's a dude, so you can say he. We are going to see him there.
Congrats, Jody.
Jody, we can't wait. And then I also just want to send a personal thank you to each and every one of you who texted in and tried all week long to get there. This is really, really cool. Thank you to Splash at Thrive City for their part in putting this together. We're excited. It was great to see that you're excited. And Jody from San Jose, you're the big winner, and we're going to see you there. And just remember the rule, set aside a lot of the food for me. That I worked that into the deal. There's no getting around it. The nachos are mine.
Okay? I'm looking at the Splash at Thrive City menu right now.
It's strong.
And let me just tell you, Jody, I am real mad at you and not me.
You could see if you could like poison Dibs, and then you'll be there.
I love the nachos. The chicken sandwich is good too.
So the burger is fantastic.
Smash burger is good.
The smash burger is really good. That's the first thing I ate there.
They make pizza too.
Pizzas are good.
They got sushi if you're into the sushi.
Have they made any menu changes recently? Or like, because I actually, you know, it's off season.
They got street style tacos.
I don't think I've had the tacos.
If you're into salad, you got Cobb salad.
What did you just say to me?
Salad. There's a classic Caesar.
And eat salad. We're not having salad at the fantasy draft.
Okay. The mac and cheese is good.
The mac and cheese is very good.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is fantastic. Yeah. Woo! Yeah! You got to poison Dibby.
I really do. I need to get to Splash.
And don't you be poisoning me. I'll fight with all of that. That's awesome. So, anyway, look. Here's one thing that we'll just throw out there to everybody, because it'd be fun. Friday, 5 o'clock, we like to just kind of like, you know, let's mess around and have a good time. 888-957-9570. Trey Lance is in town, so don't pick that one.
He's going to start tomorrow.
Of course he is. He has started all of their preseason games.
Has Herbert not played a snap?
He might have in their third. Remember, the Chargers got 4 games.
Oh, that's right.
Because they were in the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
Herbert, did he? I don't know. I know that Trey started the first two. Justin might have gotten a little bit of time there in the third one. And now here we're at the fourth one.
Yes, Herbert's played in the preseason.
Started. Okay, so Trey. Yeah.
Two for five passing, Herbert.
There you go. Yeah, all right. Thanks, Justin. Go sit down. So, yeah, Trey is going to start again. And it's at Levi's. And so all the feels and everything. Don't pick Trey. And I'm not even trying to, but Grandy was thinking about this, and it's a fun question. When you think of this question, what comes to mind first?
Yeah.
What's the biggest mistake your favorite team has ever made?
Ever?
What, I mean, why not?
Oh.
What's the biggest mistake? And it's not Trey. That's not the answer, because A, that's cheating, and B, they wiggled their way out of it and found a different quarterback.
And
so it didn't hurt them that bad.
Okay, I think – obviously, a lot of people will go to like the high-profile draft misses. Like that's where I think a lot of people go.
It can be trade. It can be free agent.
Like, I want to try to think in like realistic terms. And like, so for example, if we were to use, or someone were to say James Wiseman, picking James Wiseman, because mm-hmm. that would be one of them. Like they should have picked Tyrese Haliburton instead of James Wiseman. Well, then the Warriors were picking second overall. And as far as everyone in the know knows, Haliburton was never going to go that high in the draft. So saying they should have drafted Haliburton over Wiseman, I feel like, is living in fantasy land and not real. Maybe the more realistic mistake was drafting Wiseman instead of LaMelo Ball, if you feel great about LaMelo Ball. Maybe you don't feel great about LaMelo Ball. Maybe it's drafting Moses Moody instead of Alperen Şengün or whoever it was. Like maybe it's something more like that, because that was something that the Warriors could have realistically done.
Well, I can give you my answer right away. It's an easy one.
All right, what is it?
And it might have actually shaped why I'm so captain positive about everything, because the worst thing that any of my favorite teams here in the Bay Area, the worst thing that's ever happened in my life happened when I was 5.
Okay, long time ago. Yeah,
45 years ago.
Wow, that long, huh?
Nothing has been... That was mean. It was. Nothing in those 45 years has been worse than this.
So what year is this?
1980.
Okay.
1980. So, like, you can go Trey Lance and Wiseman and Barry Zito and Mark Melanson and Aaron Rowan.
Mark Melanson.
You know, like, oh, right? The Wiseman. God, what are some other things that pop to mind? Solomon Thomas. I mean, whatever. Nothing tops 1980 when the Golden State Warriors, on a draft trade, acquired Joe Barry Carroll and Ricky Brown in exchange for Robert Parrish and the draft rights to Kevin McHale. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You will never beat that. That is the worst thing that has happened in my lifetime in Bay Area sports as far as a maneuver that a team made. That is hysterical. Two Hall of Famers. Not one. Two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and Joe Barry Carroll was the number one overall pick. So you had your pick of the litter and then, in that 1980 draft.
Later to be nicknamed Joe Barely Cares.
Hey, he made an All-Star game, I think, once.
Great.
Or maybe twice, I don't know.
Yeah, great. That's the worst. That's the worst thing that any of my teams have ever done.
What's really sad is there's a number of those kinds of stories from Warriors draft nights over the year. There's a lot of them.
Oh, for sure, Todd
there's
Fuller.
A lot of them.
Keep them coming.
All over the place, almost every single year without fail.
I appreciate the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line just mentioned hiring Jim Tomsula.
That's a good one.
Not a bad idea.
Following up Tomsula with Chip Kelly, too.
A hell of a 1-2 punch.
Pretty terrible.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
And then they followed that up with Shanahan. They figured things out after
pretty
those
good.
Two terrible decisions.
Good. Yeah. And I will continue to remind people, like, give Kyle and John a little credit for where this team was when they got
him. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Worst roster in the NFL, and it wasn't even close.
And they were in the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord. Good Lord. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So, what's the worst thing that any of your teams have done, the worst decision they made in your lifetime? We'll take your calls right now, 888-957-9570. While you think about that, let it percolate a little bit. The Warriors thing to which I was referring, I mean, the fresh rumor that is as stale as hard bread. However, Jake Fisher, again.
The Stein line, Mark Stein's number two.
I only take my rumors from people who actually know what the hell they're talking about. And Jake Fisher does. And he just said this today. Today, Junior. The Golden State Warriors will consider trading for blank. I'm going to leave his name blank for a second. If the Warriors can first get Jonathan Kuminga to agree to a flexible, team-friendly two-year contract. If you can get Kuminga to agree to a team-friendly two-year contract.
You can use his money to go out and acquire this secret player that you're talking about, this mystery player.
And it will take more, a lot more. The Warriors would consider trading for Los Angeles Lakers superstar.
Oh, Jesus.
LeBron James.
We're back to this again?
Today. This is a Today report.
That has been the same story has popped up how many times over the last 18 months?
Quote, as long as LeBron James' future in Los Angeles remains uncertain, Golden State will undoubtedly be mentioned as a potential James suitor. All of this is dependent on them figuring out the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Quote, I'm told that the Warriors have called the Lakers on multiple occasions over the past 18 months to see if there is any trade pathway to pairing James with Steph Curry, who roughly a year ago at this time was teaming with LeBron for the United States men's national team on its run to a gold medal in the Paris Olympics.
Since all of this hinges, and this is just the one part of it, there's so many hoops that everyone would have to jump through. Since in the beginning, this all hinges on Kuminga having to accept the team-friendly, shorter-term deal as one of the big money pieces going to the Lakers, and to make this all work, I think we can just forget about it as a possibility, because I would venture to guess that Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have interest in being on the Lakers.
Why wouldn't he?
Because he wants to be at a place where he can be the featured guy. And you got Luka and Austin Reeves.
The featured guy?
Yeah, he wants to be one of the guys.
One of the guys.
I mean, he doesn't want to be behind Luka and Austin Reeves.
He wants to play. I think he wants to just play.
I think he wants to get up a lot of shots every single night.
He wants to be a power forward, right? He doesn't want to be a two or a three. I don't know, Austin Reeves and Luka on his way.
He wants to be like the one or two option on a team.
I don't know about that.
And I don't think he'd be that with the Lakers.
I think he wants 30 minutes and somebody to be like, you know what I mean? Off you go.
The teams that he has reportedly been open to going to are teams like the Kings and the Suns.
I think those are the teams that were interested in him. I don't know that he's like unwilling to go somewhere else. I mean, it's the same thing.
Interest in him because they want him to be one of their guys.
I see it a little bit differently. I think that has to do with money. And I think he would go to the Lakers if they said, we'll give you 4 years and $85 million and we'll start you. I think he would go there. I think that he thinks about the Kings and the Suns because he knows that those two teams have openly admitted that they'll give him the years that he wants and the runway. But I mean, I don't know this for sure. But I don't think the holdup is that he doesn't want to be a Laker. The holdup is that he would be a Laker under that contract that he signs with the Warriors, which is a short-term team-friendly deal. Well, and that's what he doesn't want.
From what I understand, he doesn't want to sign that contract because that gives him no power to choose where he gets traded to. So if he would accept the Lakers and the Warriors are saying, all right, sign this deal and we're immediately shipping you out to L.A. or in 6 months we're shipping you out to L.A., then he might be okay with that. But he doesn't want to sign the deal because that means the Warriors hold all the cards in his future.
It's so funny. What is he, 20? Is he 23 yet?
I don't think so.
Is he had a 23rd birthday yet? Like I you don't get to determine
22. I'll be 23 in October.
22 years old. And you have not made your imprint yet on this league, and maybe someday he will, but you do not at age 22, having never been a starting player in this league, get to decide where you're gonna go.
Well, I think that's what he wants some power in the situation.
Sure, because of the intricacies of it. That I get. But
he does not want to sign the short contract where the Warriors have the team option and where he then doesn't get the veto trade power, which he would get from the qualifying offer.
Right. Basically, it's like you can have control or you can have years, but you don't get both. And that's what they're fighting over. And so I fully understand that from Jonathan's perspective. I get why that's not attractive to him at all. However, I would say with regard to where you end up next, beggars can't be choosers. If you want out of Golden State, you're probably at some point going to end up out of Golden State. I don't think you get to be like, and I'd like it to be in Sacramento or Phoenix. It's like, no, you're going to, like, what you really should want is just out of Golden State.
Well, we don't have to rehash everything, but from what I understand of the situation, he's willing to accept a similar contract to what the Warriors are reportedly offering in a place like Sacramento because he feels like he's going to be more of a featured guy there.
Yeah, I get that.
If money is equal, he would rather be in Sacramento than the Warriors or in another situation where he is in a similar role as he is with the Warriors.
Probably. You're probably right. You're probably right. But there is going to have to be, for both sides, some sort of movement at some point.
Yep.
And this rumor, again, it might be the stupidest idea any of you have ever heard. I know. One thing I know about this market and this team, I think its fan base, way more than 50% of the people are like, that's a horrible idea. We either don't want LeBron. Are you really going to take an old team and get older? Like, are you honestly talking to me about Curry, Butler, Draymond, Al Horford, and LeBron? What are you talking about? I get it. And if that's what you think, that's fine. But here's where my brain goes. What does Steph think? And I bet Steph, these calls aren't being made unless he's really into the idea. And the problem with this is, and it's been my point all along, the problem with this is if you just have a staring contest for the next 6 weeks and then show up to camp and all the moves the Warriors have been trying to make are not able to be made because Jonathan's like, nope, I'm not doing it. And then you show up to camp and like, whatever, we've all moved on. The The offseason has happened, and there's no more moves to be made. And Steph Curry feels like the last 2 years of his career are now kind of blocked by Jonathan's interests in being like there's going to be feelings there.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be tension that is not workable, I believe. That's my concern. That's my only concern. It's not even about trade or not trade. It's just like I do not want the Warriors season to be tainted by a tense locker room upon arrival.
I think there's a good chance that happens.
What does Rich in Fremont want to say? Hi, Rich. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's up, guys? I haven't been able to call in for a while. I've been dealing with personal issues. But I got to agree with you, Mark. That trade, it was the Chief that they traded with the one power forward.
McHale.
I can't think of his name now. They both.
The draft McHale, rights. Yeah, it was the draft rights. Yeah, draft rights to Kevin McHale.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically they just put together the best front court in the next, 8 years for Boston when they did that. And, you know, it's crazy because when we finally won a title in 2015, the other people in the league was looking around going, well, I don't understand why Warriors fans so ecstatic about it. It's like, oh, I don't know. We waited 45 years to finally win a title. That's almost half a man's life. Okay, and so, yeah, we are ecstatic about it, and we should be. But, yeah, you're right. I agree. That is probably the biggest, worst trade in the Bay Area history, no question about it. And then as far as the whole LeBron James and Kuminga, dude, really? Are you serious?
I'm just...
What are we going to do? We're going to bring in an old, broken-down LeBron James who's only going to give us so many minutes. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Loeb Management, we're going to bring him here. Really?
I mean,
no.
That's the report.
I am not on board with that. No, absolutely not. We keep Kuminga. Look. We should utilize Kuminga. He's been here 4 seasons. He knows the system. He just wants to play. Just let the guy play.
Wow.
I don't see why that's such a problem.
Yeah. That goes to the conversation we've all had 1,000 times. And whether you think it's that easy to just stick people in there and be like, okay, go, or if there is some sort of discord, which I happen to know that there is with regard to the coaching staff and exactly the way Jonathan deploys himself when they put him in there. There's discord there. That's very clear. The other side of it, and thanks, Rich. I hope everything is going good for you. 888-957-9570. Like, all right. Let's go down fantasy land for a second.
Oh, God.
No. Here's the way I want to ask the question. Because, yeah, load management, everybody's 40 years old. It's just a stupid idea. It's dumb. But they clearly have not been able to move on from it.
I mean, they apparently call the Lakers every month just checking in.
And by the way, don't know, like, if LeBron's on the team, then Jimmy Butler's not, right?
I don't know how they would possibly make that money work.
If LeBron and Steph and whatever else it is that you're going to do around them, if they were both on the team and everything went as well as it could,
okay,
health-wise,
okay,
does that team beat the Thunder and the Rockets?
I mean, LeBron is still a hell of a basketball player. He's still an amazing player.
So is Steph.
And Steph is as well. Like, they'd have a shot against them in the playoffs. If everything went well and they were all healthy in the playoffs, they'd have a chance.
Huge if.
Sure, but yeah. that is a huge if. I mean, it's already a huge if. To LeBron's credit, he's generally been pretty healthy, even at his crazy advanced age.
I mean, I do not think that they would win, but my God, like, for whatever it's worth, they'd all be so happy. Good Lord, these guys all love each other. Steph, LeBron, and Draymond. Draymond and LeBron were hanging out again last weekend.
Were they? I missed that.
Yeah, that was all over Instagram. Oh, and hanging out. What's wrong with that?
That's just...
Dear friends!
Draymond, it's his best friend. I don't know if there's anybody in the world he loves more than LeBron.
I just want to go home.
I mean, I hope his wife.
Well, yeah. Other than family.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm tired of this, Draymond.
Fresh report.
Mike Dunleavy, stop calling the Lakers, please. It's not going to happen.
Fresh report.
It's not going to happen.
It might. I don't know that it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It might. I mean,
I'm over this conversation. I don't want to. Another call made by Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, and company to the Lakers, gauging interest in a LeBron James trade.
Somebody has to at least unpack this for me. Why is Joe Lacob so obsessed with LeBron James, but also reportedly telling Jonathan Kuminga he wants him on the team for years to come? What is it? What is it? If there were one person that I could get to come on this show and do a public, like, let's talk about this right now in all of this city, in all of the sports, it would be Joe Lacob.
Absolutely.
Like, what do you actually want? What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
You're in charge. Do you want Jonathan for years to come, or do you want him to accept a team-friendly deal and send him to the Lakers for Bron? What do you want?
Yeah, what is that was Ryan Gosling in The Notebook, right? What do you want?
I think so.
Yeah, sure. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
What do you want?
There it is.
It's not that simple.
Do you want? What do you want?
And his answer might be the same. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. I want multiple things. I want
it all. Not that funny, buddy.
I want it all.
You do, or Joe Lacob does?
No, he does. He does.
Well, I mean, there's no denying that if somehow you paired up LeBron with Steph, it would be the biggest show in the NBA, and he would sell out every single game at home, as he always does, and he'd make a hell of a lot of money doing it, even if they didn't win a playoff series.
Short-term gain, long-term loss. No doubt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're completely starting from scratch in 2 years. Like, from scratch.
I mean, we can be honest. Kuminga's probably not here regardless in a couple of years.
I agree. I don't think they're sitting here right now in some sort of great position 2 years from now. But in theory, you would have an opportunity to start ramping up for that. I'm not really in favor of it. Like, still try to win. Absolutely. But this would really be putting all the chips into the middle of the table for two more seasons.
I mean,
like, that would be it.
There's one thing for certain, I would not be able to take my eyes off of him.
I just don't know if people would emotionally, like,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Receive it well. You know what I mean? Like, Steph would be kind of overshadowed at times. I mean, if he came here for the last 2 years of his career, do you know what Steph's final year would be? LeBron's final year. And that victory tour around the association.
And we know LeBron, he's going to milk that.
No doubt. So Steph's out there trying to wave to the Hawks fans, and LeBron's in the background throwing chalk in the air. Like, I don't know if people are, you know, they get over it, but
I just don't
they
even
won't
think
stop
it,
calling.
I don't even think it's worth the brain power to think about
but
it.
But they're still calling. Why are they still calling? Something has to have them still calling, both their desires and whatever it is the Lakers are saying on the other end makes them keep calling.
Well, and what happened this summer with LeBron and the Lakers, probably just adding a little more fuel to the fire. LeBron clearly is as upset with the Lakers as he's ever been.
He would like to be elsewhere. And by the way, where do you think...
I don't know if I buy that he'd like to be elsewhere.
Well, he's certainly open to it, and there's damn well only two places that you could even consider.
Cleveland?
No. Here in Dallas.
You want to go back to Cleveland?
I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe. Does that work? I don't think they're in position to do that. I don't think that they... Like, he, you know, he wants his guy. He wants Kyrie or Steph or... Donovan Mitchell's not that guy. Darius Garland is not that guy. He wants to be with his buddies. He wants to be with other old people so that they can...
Well, the Warriors got that one. They got that box checked. Check into the retirement home at Chase Center, LeBron.
I am just the messenger. I'm just the messenger. The report is there. Jake Fisher.
I kind of want to strangle the messenger.
No. I have his email address if you'd like to
send
him an
email. You just told me you're the messenger.
Oh, I thought you meant Jake Fisher.
No, I meant you.
Well, he'd probably say the same thing. Like, I'm just the messenger. Like, LeBron and the Warriors are the ones who talk to each other all the time. All right. Let's go to Mike in Pleasanton. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
How are you two doing?
We're doing well. Grandy was doing better 12 minutes ago.
I am so tired about conjecturing regarding Kuminga. I want to go back to and agree with you to some extent on the worst trade, which I immediately thought. I mean, I'm 75 years old, so I remember, of course, that horrible trade in it was 1980. That sounded a little bit late for me. But,
no, yeah, it was 1980.
Yeah, what a horrible trade. Interesting factoid about that, though, because in the end, what really happened was because Red Auerbach later on in his life acknowledged what some people suspected, that he didn't want Joe Barry Carroll anyway. He wanted McHale. He was going to use that first-round draft pick to take McHale. So we traded Robert Parrish for nothing. We could have had Carroll as a second pick because we had the second pick. How about that one? Is it as bad as thinking that we traded McHale too?
I mean, it's like it got... you just made it worse, Mike. It was the worst trade ever, and that factoid actually makes it even worse than that.
I think you're right. It really makes it sort of pathetic. The background, and if you grew up around here, you know, Al Attles, of course, was a hero because of the 74-75 amazing victory. So Al Attles was placed in a position to do all sorts of things that he really was not very good at. He had, well, that one in particular, of course, the nightmare trade. But also, if you recall, we had a guy named Gus Williams, who was a fantastic basketball player. Al Attles didn't like him because he thought he was a, you know, quote, a gunner. So he engineered a trade for somebody nobody's ever going to remember to the Seattle Supersonics, who then won a championship because of Gus Williams, who was a lot more than just a gunner. So there was that one. But also, in some ways, the most painful, it occurred after the 1980 fiasco. The most painful was they had Bernard King. Do you remember this?
Of course. Well, I mean, like, I remember the names. Let's put it that way, Mike. I was a little kid when this was all going down.
Yeah, you said you were 5 years old. Yeah. Bernard King was one of the greatest players in basketball. You look it up and find out. Larry Bird at one point said Bernard King should have been the MVP instead of him in a season after we got rid of Bernard King. We got Bernard King from, I believe it was from the Utah Jazz, because Bernard apparently was dating, and I don't know how these things go over on the radio, but he was dating a white woman, and he, of course, is a black man. And that was a disaster, of course, in Utah. So we got him for some lug who was nothing, and nobody ever remembered him after that. But Al, for some reason, thought, nah, Bernard King, no. So we just let him go for nothing. Al had problems, and there's the three biggest ones. The great Bernard King, who went on to be a phenom in the NBA, playing, I believe, for the Nets? It was for a trade to New York. I don't think it was the Knicks. And he had a phenomenal, absolute phenomenal couple of seasons.
So I think it was the Knicks, but I can't, let's see. He played for the Nets 1 year at the very end of his career. But no, yeah, his heyday for the mid-80s was with the Knicks, Mike. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. How about Noel in Fremont? Hey, Noel, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
To you as well.
Wanted to make a commentary on LeBron James joining the Warriors. I think if we don't have any regular season and we just jump into the playoffs with the other teams, I think we have a chance, of course. Because, like, just not far removed from the Olympics last year, LeBron and Steph and PD, of course, they were still, like, the main players on that team. And LeBron was still pretty good. Now, again, health-wise, that's always a question. So, I think it's okay to have LeBron, but I don't think he's going to make it through the regular season. That's why I'm not really for a trade or any plan of acquiring him. Now, I do want to make a comment, too, about the players being overly friendly these days, like in the NBA. So yeah. I have a theory. Ever since we had we've been sending the dream teams over in the Olympics. I think that's where the players actually got that opportunity to be all close and friendly with each other. Because I do remember I'm kind of middle-aged, and the only opportunity that they really get to be teammates is really the All-Star break, and not really a long duration. So ever since we've been having these dream teams, everyone's just been getting a lot of opportunity to know the other players and now be friends and talk about teams and how to team up and those types of things. So I just thought about that it may be because of that that players now know each other too well.
Yeah.
And it's not really a huge competition.
Yeah, no, thanks. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe, you know, the first thing that I remember is when Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas kind of kissed each other on the cheek before a game, and it was like this huge deal. Everybody talked about it for weeks because you didn't do that. Like, you didn't fraternize with the other team, especially right before a game like that. The world is so different now.
It's so different.
So whether it's the dream teams or just the evolution of the way we are, these guys, it's very different now. It doesn't bother me. I don't care that Draymond and LeBron are super tight. You're allowed to have friends. They're allowed to work other places. It's just like, it doesn't bother me, but it's like, if you've been a sports fan for a long time, it can be hard to process because that didn't used to be okay.
I do miss, to a certain degree, some animosity on the court. Like, it adds to the whole, the environment of it all. Like, I want my star player to really not like the star player on the rival team. Like, I want that. I want there to be, like, a butting of heads. And, like, it's not as if Steph's on the floor and he's, like, buddy-buddy with LeBron and fine losing to him. Like, there's crazy amount of competition there and frustration when you lose. But I don't know. When you actually have guys that don't like each other, like, it adds an extra added layer to
it's
it.
Better.
And
it's
from,
better.
From a neutral or not neutral, but from an observer standpoint on the outside just watching, it adds an extra oomph.
I can't wait for Rockets Warriors this year.
Oh, yeah, they don't like each other.
Because, I mean, Draymond clapped back at Shangoon on social media this week.
Yeah, so Shangoon said the Warriors cried a lot that they weren't getting foul calls, even though that we were getting called for a lot of fouls, and they were fouling us, by the way. And then what did Draymond say?
Draymond basically was like, you got to win a hell of a lot more to be able to say stuff like this.
So he said, like, weird thing to say when you lose.
Yeah, when you lose. And then he quote-tweeted himself, and he kept coming after him. And I know Dylan Brooks isn't there anymore. Like, he went in the Kevin Durant trade. But obviously Durant and Draymond have a huge history. So if that matchup were to happen again, I think it would be next level. So I get your point, no doubt. In a shocking development, a lot of people would like to weigh in on this, Mark. A lot of people.
On the LeBron angle specifically?
Again, this is a today report.
It's also a report from 18 months ago.
But it's also today. Jake Fisher, Steinline. As long as LeBron's future in LA remains uncertain, Golden State will undoubtedly be mentioned as a potential suitor. He also writes, Golden State will consider trading for James if the Warriors can first get Kuminga to agree to a flexible, team-friendly two-year contract. It's a hell of an if. But now, I do think what's interesting here is not the name. I know that's what everyone's going to fixate on. What's interesting here is that this is basically describing the stress and the urgency, like why the two sides are getting annoyed with one another, why the staring contest is there. The Warriors have a to-do list that is building up behind this, and they can't get it done.
I'm really confused, because if this hinges on getting Kuminga signed to a deal where you can then use his money to trade him, couldn't the Warriors get the deal done by just paying Kuminga more money and using more of that money to trade him to the Lakers?
I don't know. And by the way, nowhere here does it say that means they would trade Kuminga to the Lakers.
Oh, God.
I mean, Butler makes almost as much as LeBron right there. Like, why would the Lakers do it? I don't know. Throw some picks in. Maybe. Butler gets out of Kuminga's way. Oh, how do all you young people supporters feel about that? What if James coming is exactly what Kuminga needs in order to stay? You didn't think about that, did you?
Let's go to the phones. Oh, my God.
They're just trying to clear a path for Jonathan.
Yeah, by bringing LeBron in here.
That's it.
The most, like, me first guy in the history of the NBA.
Is he?
When, I mean, as a basketball player, no.
Like,
but as a person. As a person.
Let's go to Lucky in the City. Hi, Lucky. What are you doing?
I'm actually sitting in my car waiting to clock in to Tesla, Mark. And this seems like a mark-on-mark crime, man. Like, what are we doing, man? Like, you know as well as I, as well as the rest of the Warriors Nation, we do not want LeBron James at all on our damn team.
I know you
no
don't.
Way.
I know you don't.
No
but Jake, way. But Jake Fisher says that the Warrior brass does. That's the story, well, Lucky.
I think Jake must have been hanging with the fat man, because that sounds like some BS, man. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. We know, Lucky. We know for a fact that they called on LeBron last year. We know this.
Well, Joe Lacob needs to not go down to Hay Street anymore and stay in his loft. Please, do not do that, man. Do not do that. Don't do. We already having Giants frenzy, Giants nightmares right now, man. We can't do this to the Warriors, man. Please, Mark, go talk to somebody and tell them, please, do not make this trade, or you will kill the whole Warrior Nation.
But Lucky, what if all they really give up in terms of current players is Jimmy Butler? And that's it.
No. I like Jimmy. Jimmy's a dog.
I'm
LeBron's
with you.
LeBron is a cat dog. We don't want that. We want a dog. No. L.A., you keep LeBron. Let him retire over there with you guys at Cleveland. We'll keep Jimmy. Why don't they just go get Giannis, man? Go pay Kuminga the money. Send him over there. Let's bring Giannis over here.
They're not trading Giannis. Lucky, don't lose any more. And go clock in, man. I don't want you to lose any money over this call. Exactly.
By the way, salary for the 2025-2026 season, yes. LeBron, $52.6 million. Jimmy, $54.1
million. Right. They need to send the Warriors more.
And the Warriors have to send every pick that they possibly can.
Probably. I mean, I will say this, and I hope everyone can hear the devil's advocacy that's happening in my voice throughout this hour.
It's really annoying.
Well, I mean, again, I'm just passing along what's
going on.
You're
just the messenger.
And,
uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get people to think maybe like the Warriors are. That's all. I'm trying to understand where they're coming from. And what if it's not a bucket of picks? What if behind the scenes LeBron is
he's demanding his way to the Warriors?
No, but he's really mad. Or he really wants out. I don't think that this is far-fetched at all. And one thing I know for certain is that that man's got a lot of juice around this league. A lot.
And, okay.
So what if the Lakers are the team that's stuck? What if? What if?
To Lucky's point, there has been a lot of very real and trustworthy journalism and reporting that the Warriors over the last 18 months have made multiple calls to the Lakers for LeBron.
And they are big game hunters, Mark.
I mean, a good friend of yours, Ramona Shelburne, has said it numerous times.
Big game hunters.
Numerous times. Everything we've heard, though, from them this offseason has been, we already made our big move.
That's
very true.
We're
not interested in the big move anymore.
That's very true.
So then I have a hard time understanding, comprehending that with what we're hearing from Jake Fisher saying that if they could get Kuminga on a team-friendly short-term deal, they would make a call to the Lakers.
This is relatively new information that LeBron is maybe not terribly pleased with the direction, number one. And number two, maybe the Warriors are thinking, yes, we did make our big move, but it would be that big move that we use in order to make this big move. So it's not making another
big
move.
Why would the Lakers want Jimmy Butler?
Maybe they're stuck. Maybe LeBron James has said, I am out. What do you do? You got a lot of juice, man. You got a lot of juice. I'm just trying to present ideas. I'm not saying I'm in favor of it. I think it's laughable. It's laughable, but obviously, like, where do you think this is coming from? This isn't, they're not making this up.
Okay, well, one of your favorite questions to ask whenever there's a report out there is, who is this coming from and why is it out there right now?
Why is it out there?
Why is it in the Warriors' interest?
To put pressure on Jonathan to freaking do something. You're not going to sit
there. How does
this
put any pressure on Jonathan?
Because you don't think it would put pressure on him if literally what's waiting for him on the qualifying offer is 11 furious teammates, one of whom is named Steph Curry? Like, dude, bleep or get off the pot, make your pick. We have a season that we need to get ready.
Well,
and if you just want to, I'm answering your question. Why would someone want it out there? Maybe this is one idea.
I don't see how this puts more pressure on Kuminga than there already is.
Okay, maybe Rich Paul wants it out there. Maybe this is a message to LA. I do not know, but these are the possibilities. Because you're right. Like, why would somebody tell Jake Fisher this
at this point? If I'm Kuminga and I've waited this long, I am just continuing to wait. I feel no pressure to do anything else.
And you might
for a long time.
You might well be right.
Because otherwise, all my effort up to this point is all for naught.
That's fine, and you are probably right. But I want you to picture Jonathan. What kind of car does he drive? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, Jonathan's got his fancy vehicle. And he drives up to the Chase Center facility to open training camp. And then he walks down that hallway, and Whitley Sandretta will be there, and cameras will be there, and everyone will be following. They want to know what fit Jonathan is wearing. And then he finally gets into the locker room. And 11 people are standing there with their hands on their hips looking at him. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. So this season's ruined. Now, I'm obviously being dramatic for
very
effect,
dramatic.
But
oh my God.
But if you all want to go nuclear, I love how flippant everybody is with, well, take the QO and bet on yourself. Right. So what's the next 12 months of your life look like? Hell.
Well, taking the qualifying offer is actually helpful for the Warriors for this season and this season alone.
Yeah, but
they have
not
a whole lot more money to spend.
In theory, but in terms of asset management, it's a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. But for this one season,
right? But
it's all right.
Again, if you remove the emotions of the room, which is that everybody would hate everybody, I would argue that that's pressure. Like, we can't act like that's just okay for anyone, Jonathan included. Like, that's not a good situation. No one wants to sign up for that.
Yeah, but as guilty Kuminga would be in that situation, the Warriors share a big brunt of the guilt
I'm not even talking about blame. I'm just talking about what's the scenario. How's your life? How are we all doing together? We show up for camp. We got no other good players. Everyone's mad at each other. There's tension all over the place. This from the room that once punched a teammate because there was tension in the room. I don't. That's what I worry about. That's what shapes my opinions. There's never, despite what everyone thinks about what I have to say about this, this is not sides. This is, how do we get out of this foxhole? And right now, nobody has offered a good solution. All everyone does is kind of play the mano a mano, like, I tell you what I would do. Great. How do Warriors be okay this year? How do we do that? I don't think trading Jonathan is the... That's not how this should have ended.
Well, if...
But we're here.
If the other option is, as you describe, bring him back in and everyone in the locker room hates him, then clearly just trading him for whatever the best offer is the right decision.
Yeah, but we got stubborn people, man. All of it, though. Everybody we're talking about is wildly stubborn. Starting with Joe. He's at the front of the line.
Yeah.
I think he would openly admit that.
You can't. You really can't not be stubborn in that position.
This is a guy who Bob Myers left the team, and he did a press conference. He's like, I can't believe this freaking guy left me. This is the greatest thing on earth. Why would anyone ever leave this? You know? How about Mike in Concord? Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
What's up?
Wanted to weigh in on this LeBron situation. Honestly, my take is this, guys. We got to get real here. All right, first we have to think about what the Warriors want to do. Steph's got 2 years. We have a two-year window. All right, LeBron James is the top 10 player in the association right now, right? So bringing LeBron, the timetables match. He's a fantastic player. Now, I want to say this. I'm not a LeBron fan to begin with, so let me just say that. But bringing him in matches the timetable. It gives us a win-now window for Steph Curry, right? Jimmy Butler, sure. If they want to switch him out, salaries match, or two different kind of players. As the other caller mentioned, Jimmy Butler is a dog. Maybe Lakers want to go that route. But at the end of the day, guys, we got to get real here. LeBron's a top 10 player. He makes our team better. He pairs up with Steph. Keep Kuminga, whatever the situation is, however they work it out, it works. But honestly, I'm hearing you guys talk, and it's very reminiscent of the Chris Paul situation. Chris Paul is old. He was our rival. We didn't want him. All of a sudden, he comes in, we're winning, and everyone loves him. You know what I mean? So I think it would work out. I think it makes us better. I think it makes the timetable work. What do you guys think?
Mike, thanks. I think you're remembering the Chris Paul situation incorrectly. I don't think he came in, they started winning, and everybody loved him. I don't think anybody, yes, everyone put up with it and was fine while he was playing. I don't look back on the Chris Paul acquisition with any admiration whatsoever. They didn't play well. It was, again, same thing. It was a way out of a
Jordan Poole
of a mess that had been created largely by Draymond.
And the way out of that was Chris Paul for a year and then letting that salary slot expire.
Correct. So what's your way out this time?
The what they got out of that jam that they were in was not having to pay more money to Jordan Poole.
Yeah. I mean, all of this chatter about the Warriors on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. It's 888-957-9570. I told you we'd be kind of all over the place, and there is absolutely still a lot to achieve, and we will, including, for many of you, exactly what you've all been waiting for is still ahead with Grandy and for Dibs on Willard and Dibs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Totally random, but I feel like saying it before we leave for the week. Has anybody looked up Mike Yastrzemski's OPS since he joined the Royals?
I see like every other day he hits a home run.
It's over 900.
Oh my God. That's like superstar.
It's an extra base hit every six at-bats.
It's pretty good.
Since joining the Kansas City Royals. Mike Yastrzemski.
Wow!
By the way, do you know what you have to do to have an OPS over 900 when your batting average is 222?
All of your hits are extra base hits.
You have basically. You have to do damage. You have to hit ball far.
Wait, so how many hits and how many extra base hits does he have?
He's got 9 extra base hits. How many non-extra base hits?
He has 12 total hits. Okay. Yeah. 4 doubles, 5 home runs.
And 3 singles.
And 3 singles.
In 54 at-bats.
Batting average 222, on base 333, OPS 907, because he's slugging 574.
Huh. Yeah, he's crushing it. He's got a WAR that's over 1 in 18 games.
His WAR with the Giants in about 100 games was 1.9.
And it's 1.1 like after joining the Royals like 3 weeks ago.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's good for Mike. Mike's an awesome guy.
Oh, he is.
Mike's an awesome guy. So
can't catch.
I will not root against Mike Yastrzemski. Nobody's ever on base anymore in baseball. I want to add that as well. He has 5 home runs and 8 runs driven in. Nobody is ever on base anymore. We just...
You either strike out or hit a home run. Seriously. That's about it.
Good Lord. All right. 888-957-9570. We told you the 5 o'clock hour would be all over the place. It's all over the place. Got some fantasy football. We got LeBron joining the Warriors.
It's actually mostly just been LeBron joining the Warriors.
I know. I know. We had a little Yaz, update in there. It's mainly been uncomfortable laughter from Mark Grandy.
That's all it is.
This really shook your trees.
I don't have any interest in this.
Well, but
the Warriors were an awesome basketball team once they acquired Jimmy Butler, and everyone is just so eager to go change the whole thing up.
This is the
I
first,
don't get it.
This is an article on NBC Bay Area right now.
Oh my God.
The first line is the Warriors still appear interested in LeBron James. This is live up to the minute action right now. But they're just waiting for this this Kuminga guy, you know, to...
I need to speak directly to JK here for a second. Jonathan, and this is also the Warriors, but Jonathan, please put an end to this madness so I don't have to put up with LeBron to the Warriors craziness anymore.
Well, no, remember, if Jonathan puts an end to his stalemate, that's what opens the door to this.
No, we will learn that it's not going to happen at that point. But when there's still the possibility of it, we're going to continue to get this madness.
The report.
So, Kuminga, let's put an end to this so that we can all put an end to LeBron to the Warriors.
The Warriors are reportedly waiting on Jonathan to sign a flexible, team-friendly two-year contract. And as soon as he's willing to do that, it is on like Donkey Kong. LeBron James.
I know you don't believe this, and you're just saying this to like get under my skin even more, you're doing a great job of it.
I'm just reading.
I know you don't believe a word of what you're reading.
I don't believe or not believe it. It's not for me to believe. I'm passing along a report from somebody who is very dialed in NBA circles.
Got it. Thank you for passing that along.
Let's go to David in Ronard Park. Hi, David. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I kind of wanted to give you the skinny. I was 21 when that Mikhail Parrish thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I know exactly what happened.
Okay.
In that draft, Boston had the first choice. Utah had the second choice.
Yes,
and the
yes.
Warriors had the third.
They're number three. That's correct.
Yeah. So as you guys already said, Boston wanted Mikhail. And they were better talent evaluators than the Warriors, and they knew Parrish had potential. So the idea that the Warriors could have had Parrish and Mikhail is wrong. They never could have had Parrish and Mikhail. Because if they had done nothing, Boston would have taken Mikhail with the first choice. And then the Warriors would have been left with Carroll or Griffith. Daryl Griffith was the second choice by Utah. So it was a bad trade because Parrish turned out to be like a 7-8-time All-Star. Now the Warriors could have, if they'd been really crafty and been better talent evaluators, they would have made the trade, then taken Mikhail first. But as far as the other two trades you mentioned, Gus Williams, he went to Seattle as a free agent, so the Warriors blew that one. The Bernard King, he was a great player. They traded him for Michael Ray Richardson, who was a good player. Then they traded Richardson for Sleepy Floyd. So none of those guys were as good as Bernard King. So that was another stupid trade.
I do love Sleepy, though. Sleepy was great, man.
Yeah, Sleepy was good. He was no Bernard King, but that's what we ended up with for Bernard King. But that Mikhail Parrish thing has always bothered me. We got hoodwinked. But we never could have had Parrish and Mikhail together on our team.
This is correct.
Bottom line.
Yep, David, thanks. Yep, 45 years later, and we are still, we're bugged by this. It's been 45 years. I was 5 when it happened, and apparently we're not over it yet.
Joe barely cares.
Yeah, worst trade of my life. All right, you asked for this.
I need to pick me up.
All right, I got maybe the only thing left that can help this. I don't think Advil is going to work. I don't even know if the fact that it's about to be the weekend helps.
That helps a little bit.
Do you have plans?
Oh, I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, well, no wonder.
I mean, working a Niner game, if you can call that work.
I'm working both days.
Oh.
As it turns out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
We're doing Fox both days. No days off. What are we doing? It's football season.
You like that?
I do when the check it.
I do, but
I'd like to have a day off, but whatever. All right, then if none of those things are going to do the trick, then maybe this will. Let's go to Kurt in Hayward Hills.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt, what are you doing?
The best sports boys in the Bay Area, and you got Grandy, one of the boys. Is he one of the boys, Willie, or not?
He's one of the boys. Absolutely.
That's what I thought. He's absolutely one of the boys. Grandy's one of the boys, Grandy.
Yeah, Kurt, thank you.
Wait, let me tell you something. What's this story about LeBron trying to come to the Warriors? What, are you kidding me? How could they bring LeBron over here? I mean, we already got three great veterans. We don't need another veteran.
You tell them,
and
Kurt.
Besides, if you looked at LeBron last year and watched him, he was tired a lot. They had to put him on a bench. He's getting old. He's not going to be a gung-ho player on the Warriors. Joe Lacob, he signed Kuminga, and he's going to keep Kuminga.
Well,
he's going to stay on the Warriors.
Joe likes to empower his people, Kurt, and Joe is not the general manager of the Warriors.
But he's the owner, and he's the boss, and he signed Kuminga, and he likes Kuminga, and that's why Kuminga's not gone anywhere yet.
But, Kurt, Kuminga's got to agree. It's not just Joe Lacob signing Kuminga. He's got to offer something Kuminga wants. He hasn't done it yet.
Well, I know that. Kuminga's a young player, 22. He wants the ball in his hands. If he's still on the Warriors, they're going to have to work with him. I don't know if he's going to stay on the Warriors still, if we could still got a whole month yet. But we'll see what happens. But Joe Lacob likes him. And I think Kuminga is an electrifying superstar future player.
Okay.
They got to give him the ball, and he's got to listen.
Okay. But, I mean, Kurt, you do know.
What about the 49ers?
What about them? Do you got here? Quick take on the Niners. What do you got?
I got them winning 11 games this year for sure. And Brock Purdy is an elite player. And we're going to beat the Rams and win that division. And the defense is back with my man, Robert Saleh. Yay!
All right. So, yeah. So, Kurt, you're at the corner bar tonight. It's Friday night. And somebody walks up to you and says, I think you trade Kuminga. And I think the Niners are missing the playoffs. What do you say to that guy?
Thank you, Kurt.
And the weekend has arrived. All right, we got a Valks game in an hour.
Big Valks game.
And so coverage of that is coming up again. I'm heading over to Front Street right now. There's the big big watch party, Valkyries and Mercury. Big game tonight. And all of it that's coming up is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Great stuff.
A lot of fun.
Yesterday and today.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to next Tuesday when you poison Dibs.
I'm looking forward to that,
yeah,
too.
That'll be great,
so I can,
right,
enjoy some nachos at Splash at Thrive City.
We are going, brother. But anyway, thanks for all the interaction. Everybody have a great weekend. For Grandy, for Steven, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.